things are not always the way they seem. I'll give you a perfect example. Last night, the Bears, 5-3, played a team that were 3-5. And, well, yeah, I don't even want to go there. Just stick around. We'll get to something, I promise. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're having an amazing day. I don't know if you saw the Monday Night Football game last night. I did. I wouldn't call it much of a game. I'm a Bears fan. Anyway, don't rub it in. Please send your emails to idontcare@gmail.com. No, send them to tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And yes, usually when the Bears win, I get a few emails like, and then when they lose, I get a lot of emails like, I told you what. I don't care. Send me your emails. I'll answer them. I won't answer them truthfully back to you. I will answer them truthfully in my head, but all right, sorry. You need a website? Check out Tony Herman's company, Webstix, WEBSTIX.com. Great company, whether it's for you, your wife, your kids, your business, check them out. Also, this week I am pushing Zoid Fitness, ZOIDFITNESS.com. If you've ever used a speed ladder, or your kids use one, or they need one, maybe you don't even know what a speed ladder is. Check it out. Check out ZoidFitness.com, because this speed ladder can be set out into thousands of patterns with different colors, different shapes, used for all different types of exercises. It will absolutely change your child's footwork, speed, everything. Strengthen the ankles, the knees, all of your tendons, ligaments. It's totally different, completely different than a regular exercise ladder, so check it out. Now, as I started today, I was talking about how things are not always the way they seem to be. I could give a lot of examples. And guys, if you're listening, you know, we many times have from behind thought, wow, that girl's got beautiful hair. She looks kind of nice. And she turns around and she's not a girl. She's a guy. Yeah. We've also been fishing where we latch into something. We're like, oh, this could be a big fish. And, you know, it's not. It's a log. It's weeds. Or in my case, one time, a turtle. It was a big turtle. But in life, there are things that always seem the way they're not always the way they seem to be. And now, I'm going to get a little serious here for a second, but it's going somewhere. Take, for example, the topic of child abuse. It's obvious, right, that it would be men who abuse children most. They typically abuse sons, and they use their fists, their hands. But the truth is surprising. Yes, while men are abusive, and most children fatalities due to abuse are from a man and at his hands, it is women who abuse children more. They have more time with their kids, and they may use their hand, but most likely they'll use whatever is at hand, like a hairbrush, a spoon, a shoe, a belt, or even their purse. But again, things are not always the way they seem. You should imagine, or you would imagine, that physical abuse at the hands of your parents would have to be the worst thing a child could grow up with. But actually, it is mental and emotional abuse that is worse. There is a great chance that a child at school or by a neighbor will show signs of physical abuse and they'll pick up on it. Bruising, burns, flinching, etc. But emotional abuse may actually be the hardest to understand or even detect. But again, things are not always as they seem. Because you think, well, a child may in fact get out of their house by age 18. Now they're free from physical abuse? Sure. And they're also free of emotional abuse. And they'll never have to deal with it again. But here is the real issue. Those abused typically marry abusers. And those who don't are still stuck with an abuser the rest of their life unless they deal with the issue. They might go, what do you mean? They didn't marry an abuser, but they lived with an abuser, or they... Well, here's the fact. The fact is that a person who is abused emotionally has learned the traits of the abuser so well that they are ingrained in the psyche and thought process of that person. Now, we're going to go somewhere here, gentlemen. Some of you are like, I was never abused emotionally or physically. This is going to tie into every man listening, regardless of your circumstances, your lifestyle, your family background, because it plays a part in every man's mind. And if there are ladies listening, every lady's mind. I grew up in a great home, tons of support, tons of love, physical affection. Couldn't ask for a better upbringing. Yet, even in my own life, not at the hands of my family, but those that were around me, adults, teachers, etc., they caused this same psyche, this same thought process to sometimes start in my mind. Let me explain. One of my favorite stories is from a Bernie Siegel book called Faith, Hope, and Healing. He tells a story about a young mom who gets a call from her mother, and her mother berates her for never calling and talking to her. She says, "What kind of daughter are you? You should try harder. You should do better." The mother takes a deep breath and says, "Oh, I am so sick and tired of calling you." And with that, the mother begins to say this, "Don't you at least miss hearing my voice?" With that, the daughter explodes. She says, "Miss hearing your voice? I hear it 100 times every day in my head. You don't work hard enough. You don't smile enough. You should take better care of yourself. You need to eat better. Don't slouch. Don't pick your teeth. Don't scrunch your face. Be nice to your brother. He's the only one in the family who's smart." You know what I'm saying? You may come out of an abusive relationship, but many times that abusive relationship is stuck with you in between your ears. So if I ask you who your number one abuser is, most likely I would guess it's you. Your own mind, or the voices still stuck in your mind, and the words that they say that don't align to Scripture. That's abuse. Simple. It's abuse. They don't have to call you stupid or dumb or ignorant or fat or ugly. They might be simple words like, "You know, you'll never be as godly as so-and-so. You have way too much sin. You know, it's okay if you don't always serve God. It's okay if you don't always give to the poor, the needy. You know, it's okay if you don't always read your Bible. Not everybody always reads their Bible." And these little voices in our head, they can abuse the relationship that we have with God. I'm being quite general in terms. I could get more specific, but you know what I mean. So, look, let's be completely fair. Some of you have voices in your head that tell you things are great. You're awesome. And with just a little bit more, you know, maybe a little bit more life, that life will be great. So for now, let's assume that abuse is not just the negative, but anything that is outside of God's reality and His Word. So how does one gain the mind of Christ? Well, it's trickier than you might think. Listen to Proverbs 23:7. "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, saith he to thee, but his heart is not with thee." What a unique insight into a man's heart. On the outside, life is great. Eat, drink, and be merry. But his thoughts are what he weighs his life value by. "Oh, I look happy, but my heart tells me otherwise." So who stole your heart? Other than your wife. And what I mean by that is, who put those words in your heart that speak to your mind and alter your life? Who stole your heart and placed those words inside of them that contradict what Scripture says and what God thinks about you? To gain the mind of Christ, one must forgive the people who have spoken words over you that contradict Scripture, that are filled with hate, that are filled with doubt. You have to forgive those people. That's the first step to cleaning out your heart. Secondly, you must read God's Word so that you may know exactly what He does think of you. And spoiler alert, He's crazy about you. And finally, with that, you'll start to see your actions and your mind line up to the Word of God. That's an incredible place to be. Remember, what Proverbs says, you might think one thing in your heart, all the while you're partying and having fun, but your heart says, "No, you're not." Well, as you begin to live this, as you begin to forgive, as you begin to read and pray and ask God to show Him what He thinks of you, those two align. It's magical. Years ago, I read that we live not according to what we think about ourselves, and we don't live according to what others think about us, but rather we live according to what we think others think about us. There is a lot of validity to that. But honestly, we can actually know what God thinks of us if we simply take time to read His Word and speak to Him daily. This is Garth Heckman at the David Alliance. Thank you so much for rating the podcast. I hope you do it right now if you haven't. And also thank you for sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.